there. Okay, so we're on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots at the first wide line. So the mission has said a kolmumen sheposlin, right? The all the mumen that pass all by a kohen, so they pass also by women, meaning things that the thing that's considered lamum, that make a kohen not able to serve to the avoda, so too they pass all. You consider a mum that the person could go back on the marriage. So it says the Gemara Tana Hosifu Alehen Zeya Vishuma Vereachape. So they added to something. Sounds like it added to that which Kohanim, that which are not considered a psul for a Kohen, and they added on specifically for marriage the Zeya, someone who perspires a lot, Shuma, someone who has a mole, and Reach HaPeh, someone who has bad breath. Meaning that these things, if a woman gets married and has these things, the husband didn't know, so he could say, whoa, that was a mistake, I didn't mean to get married. Okay, so Gemara says, but Vahani Bekahani Lo Pasle? You're saying these are things that you added, right? We just said Kol Mumin, that exist by Kohanim, exist by Noshim, and then you're adding these new things. But I thought the Kohanim had this, Vahatanan, but under the mission, Hazokin V'acholah, V'amizuham, right? Utsnan mumen elu bein kavuin bein overim psulim ba'adam. And someone who is older, someone who is sick, and someone who is mizuham. Right? Rashi says, "Hazlagim ve'achol about mizuham lagabe mume behem batanan." These are not talking about the kohen. These are talking about animals, right? But because sakadayta zeya v'reach hapeh the adam bechlam mizuham. Mizuham means like it smells. So the assumption, at least at this point, is that mizuham by an animal is the same thing by the is referring to like these bad smelling things. And what did the missions continue to say? That mumen elu bein kavu and bein over psulim ba adam, and they pass by an adam, and adam presumably at this point refers to a kohen. So what's going on here? You just said we added them on. That implies that we have a mission here that says that they apply already to a coin. That these bad smells applied already to a coin. So I'm Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina Lokasha. No, it's not a problem. Kan bezeya overes, kan bezeya she ain overes. Depends how bad the smell is. I mean, is it a smell that can pass, or is it a smell that really is like part and parcel of the person? So presumably the point being, if it's just passing, so that's not really considered like a serious mum in general, but maybe would be, specifically by Nashim would be still. So Rav Ashi Amar, Zeya Amazumam Karamis, and Rav Ashi gives a similar answer. You're going to compare Zeya perspiring to Mazuham, Hasam Gabi Kohanim, Efshal Avra Biki Yuha Dechamra, Umerea Biki Yuha Dechamra. And when it comes to Kohanim, so they could, go over a barrel of wine, right? And they can, make themselves smell better. Right, and if it comes to a person has bad breath, so they can, chew on a peppercorn or something in their mouth. Meaning, you use a gum, whatever. There are ways to get rid of bad breath, at least temporarily. Avoda, and then go to the avoda. So if a person has bad breath, so they can whatever. They can take care of it for the moment, so they can go to the avoda. Avagabe isha lo efshar. But when it comes to your wife, that's not possible. Why not? Why is it not possible by your wife? Presumably because it's going to continue. All right, look at Rashi says, the efshal la'avra b'kiyu, the chamra bein kaha, ad sheyavor avoda. Sorry, to use the wine. B'reach ha'penami, abagabi isha, shehu midaber ima, kosha la'efshar. But his wife, a person wants to temporarily relieve their bad breath, fine, but this is going to be your spouse. Talk to them all the time, so that's going to be much more difficult to manage, and therefore, even though it's true that by a kohen it's not a big deal, but it comes to your wife, it would be a bigger deal. Fine. And that's why it isn't something being added on that isn't true by a kohen. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to know about Shuma, this question of a mole. Ha Shuma Hechidamya, what kind of mole are we talking about? Ide isba seyar hachavacha pasla. If the mole has hair, so then it passels everywhere. Meaning when it comes to kohen, it comes to a woman, it's the same thing. Ide lo isbe seyar, but if it doesn't have seyar at all, there's no hair on it. I shuma gedolahi hachavacha pasla. I shuma katanahi hachavacha lo pasla. So it depends how big it is. If it's really big, then it passes by both. And if it's not big, so it's not such a big deal. It doesn't pass by either. All right, the Tanya, how do I know? Because the Braisa told me this. Shuma sheyesh ba seyar. Hareze mum, Ein basayar gadol, ein basayar. So if it has sayar, it's a mum. Ein basayar, if it doesn't have hair, gadola hareza mum, katana ein ze mum. But if then it's a small one, then it depends how big it is. If it's a big deal, if it's big, then it's a big deal. If it's small, then it's not a big deal. And we don't really care about it. So, ave'ezu hi gadola, and what does it mean, big? Big is a very subjective term. So, pi reshu b'shem gomiel, ad ki isar haitalki. I guess the diameter of an isar haitalki. I don't know how big that is, but it sounds, you know, decently large. Like a coin, you know, decent sized coin. Okay, so meaning, but the point is that it's there's you know a way of measuring what's considered a mum and what's considered you know a mum that would pass on which is not. It's and it should be the same in both cases. So like what is the you know what's new in this case? So Amar Yosef Bar Chanina be'omedes ap hadachta. No, I'll tell you. It's when the mum is on her forehead. It means it's like very pronounced. You really see it. So the Gemara says, "Padachta Rav Nifaisu." What do you mean? If she has a big mole on her forehead, so presumably when he met her, he saw it. So he knows about it, and he's okay with it. So what do you mean? If it's so pronounced, so that's there's no something unique in this case. So I'm Rav Papa, but medas la tachas kipa shal rosha. Now the case is that she has a mum, and the mum is near the top of her head. It's kind of like, you know, right under a hairline or whatever. So like sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it. And the point being, it's possible that it's something they didn't see. And now they get married and now he notices it more. Oh, so that's the type of thing that he could still be chozer on if he notices such a thing later once they get married. Okay. So Amar Rav Chista Hamilsa Migavra Rabbi Shmieli. Rav Chista says, I heard this idea from a Beit Talmid Chacham, the Uman Rav Shila, and Rav Shila was his name. Nashkat kela venase makomo tzalekes. If she gets bit by a dog in the area where she got bit, still has like some type of wound there. It's like some type of scar or something. So hare zemum, that's considered a mum. So Amar Rav Chista kol ava beisha hare zemum. So Rav Chista says if she has a deep voice, that's also considered a mum. Shenamar ki kolich arev umarich naveh. When the pasuk of Shir Hashirim refers to right, she. The young man is talking to the young woman, right? So one of the things he says about her is that you have a pretty voice, right? So the point being is that you can a kol arev is considered beautiful. A voice that's a deep voice presumably was considered not beautiful, and that's why that can also be considered a mum. Okay. So Tani Rabbi Nasan Bira. So Rav Nosson Bidan said the following. Bein dalte ha'isha tefach. So he said, between the breasts of a woman, a tefach. So Sav Rav Acha, Rav Kameh, Rav Ashi, Lebeimar, tefach l'mal yusa. So what, the tefach, that's a good thing. That's a measurement, that's considered a positive thing. So Amar Rav Ashi, gabe mumin, no. That's another thing we listed as a mum. It's considered like a deformity kind of. Okay, vikama. So then, what's a normal amount? So Amar Abaye shalosh hashba. It's only three finger breasts. That's considered a normal spacing. Okay, so Tanur Rav Nosson Omer kol isha shedadeh gasim mishal chavruseha harei zemum. So Rav Nosson says if a woman has her chest is unusually large, so that's considered a mum. It's something you know strange, and that's considered a mum. Vikama Amar Maisha. Bar Bered Reb Yeshua ben Levi Mishmed Reb Yeshua ben Levi Tefach. So how much larger? A Tefach larger than I guess whatever is considered normal or typical. Okay, it says Gemara. Wow, Miika Kiyah Gavna. Is that really possible? That sounds like very unusual. So he says, "In yeah, it's possible." The Amar Rabba Bar Barachana Anira Isi Arvia. I saw like a Arabian woman. Achas she Shpila Dadeh La Achareha Vinikas Bina. A woman who was able to throw it. You know. To very large and able to throw them over her shoulder and nurse a child that way. So that's possible to have such a thing. Okay, so these types of unusual things are considered a mum. Okay, now that we quoted his name, we're going to quote a totally different, vort, a totally different idea in the name of the same person. Uletzion ye'amer ish v'ish yivaleba, or yuladba, v'hu yechon ne'al elyon. So the pasuk says in Tehillim that when it comes to Tzion, referring to Yerushalayim, so there be different types of ish v'ish. Different people are born there, and there's something very lofty about that person. I look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, "Letzion Yamer Mishum De Ari Bar Rabbi Maisha Nakit Le." Right, because sometimes we just quote someone's name, an idea in their name, and so now we're going to quote another idea in his name. Letzion Yamer Ish Ish Yivale Ba La Asid Lavo. In the future, Kishi Iskay Mikra Shakasuf. I mean, you're going to fulfill this pasuk. Viviu es kol achichem mincha. All of your brothers are going to start bringing korbanos, etc. Kol makam sheyimtzu sham yisrael yomer ha'amim zeh mibnei tzion zeh yulad ba nivienu sham. So they're all going to say, oh, they're going to notice like this. Oh, that person, they were born in Tzion. They're going to be able to, something about that person. They're going to be able to tell who they are. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So what's going to be special about the different people and be able to tell which one is from Tzion? So I'm Rav Meisha Bar Barbara, Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Echad Hanolad Ba, Vechad Hamitzapa Lerosa. Depend, you know, whether the person is born there or the person is, you know, looking forward to being there. Right? Rashi says Echad Hanolad Ba Ish Ish Yesera Kadar. So they're darshing the extra word Ish. Echad Hanolad Ba Vechad Hamitzapa Lerosa Yikra Mibaneha. Viviuha etzla, right? They got either one. He's gonna call them and want to see them and bring them there. Okay, so Amr Abaye, but Abaye says, "V'chad minayu adif k'treiminim." But those who come from Eretz Yisrael are considered more valuable than two of us. Those of us who live in Bavel. So those who live in Eretz Yisrael, so they're gonna be considered. You know, one is like as valuable as two Babylonian Jews. We're talking. So Amr Rava. And Rava adds that when one of us goes to Eretz Yisrael, others kitrei minayu, then becomes like double of one of us. Again, because I'll tell you a proof. We know that Rabbi Yirmiya, when he was here, when he was in Bavel, lo have yata my kamre, Rabbanan. He didn't know. He was in the shir. He didn't know what was happening. Right? But then when he would go, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, karilan bavlai tipshai. Then he referred to us as dumb Babylonians. So the point being that when he went to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, Avira to Eretz Yisrael machkim. And he got to Eretz Yisrael, so now he became much smarter. He's able to, Rashi says, Adif, pikchim v'charifim. Right? Become very, very super smart. So new Mishnah. Okay, so now to continue to talk about Mumin. So Hayuba Mumin va'oda b'beis aviyah. So let's say the couple gets married and she has a mum or multiple mums and she's still living in her father's house. So they just had kiddush and they haven't yet had nisuin. Ha'av tzarech lahavi raya shemishin nisarsa hayuba mumin halalu. Right, v'nistavcha sadehu. Right. So basically the point being is like this. They do kiddushin, and then what? Now you find out that she has some type of mum. There's something about her that's bothering him. So what happens? The father has to prove that mum only came when? After they got married, right? After they had kiddushin. And so what do you say? We've seen this phrase before. Nistav chasadeus. So sorry. Right, too bad, so sad. This happened already after you were married, after you did kiddushin. So it's not my problem, basically. Nistav chasadeu, your field got messed up. Meaning it's she was already, quote, belonged to you before anything here went sideways. Okay. So it's basically, the point is that it's on the father to prove because she's been in his house the whole time. She's still in his house. Now you find a mum. So you got to prove that it happened after the kiddushin. Nichnas al rishus habal. But what if she goes into the rishus of the husband, meaning they did nisu and Rashi said. So look at Rashi. Av tzarech lahavi raya im balit po ksuba mina erisin mizet shemaman lekachta. So right, this is always true. Moses mechavir lahav raya. We're trying to understand why does the father have to make the proof. The point is the father is trying to say they did kiddushin. The guy now doesn't want to do nisuin, and so finds the father wants to claim the ksuba money. So Moses mechavir lahav raya. He's the one who has to prove that he can get. That has happened afterwards. But what happens if Nichan Sal Rosh Hashabal, says Rashi, Nisei, so did Nisuin, Vehu Bala Hotziya Belo Ksuba, right? And now he wants to divorce her without a Ksuba, Amumin Shabbat, because look, she has Mumin I didn't know about. So what happens? So Habal Tzarech Lahavi Raya, right? So Rashi says, Habal Tzarech Lahavi Raya, Edim, he needs to bring Elim, Bekulu Befarsh Gemara. The Gemara doesn't explain, you know, what this is talking about. But the point is, back to the Mishnah, right? That Nichan Sal Rosh Hashabal, Habal Tzarech Lahavi Raya. Sha'ad shalonis arsa hayu bamumin elu. Right, so he has to prove that she that uh, she had these movement the whole time before they did the Erisin. And he went in order to prove that his mekach was a mekach tos. If I would have known that she had these mumin, and which he, you know, for sure had before we got married, I never would have married her. Divrei Rabbi Meir. B'chacham say, well, one case is this talking about b'mumin shebeseser. This is only true about what? So just what Rashi says. B'med divrei mumrim shabal yachal liton ala mumin. Meaning this whole conversation about the husband saying, wow, I didn't realize she has these mumin, etc. That's only when? That's only the mumin that Shabbaseichi. There's a mumin that, again, she didn't know about because they were covered up. Right? There are places that, there are parts of her body that are typically covered, so he would have no idea about such a thing. Of a mumin, Shabbagaloi, Enu Yachaliton. But if there's mumin that are, there, you know, something on her face or something or whatever that's very obvious about her, so then that's not something. She has some type of physical defect that are obvious to any person who looks at her, so then he has. There's not even a time to talk about. There's nothing to say. Why says Rashi? In yachal liton the yad of an ispayis. Because again, these are things that anybody who looks at her knows about, and he decides to marry her anyways. Obviously, he's mochel on such a thing. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Vim yesh merchatz ba'osair. But if there's a merchatz, it's a bathhouse in that city. Af mumin shebeseser in yachal liton. Vim yeshu botka bekrovosav. So then, if there's a merchatz, so then even then. Then even mumin that are typically not seen, he can't make an argument about why, because I guess presumably the you know, socially what would happen is that people would go to the merchatz, so they would typically see each other, right, even with their clothes off. So then people would know about it. So if he was going to get married to a person, so he would ask, you know, his sister or whatever, like anything I should know about, or whatever, and she would be able to tell. Presumably, again, obviously it depends on the content. It depends on the reality on the ground, presumably, right? That's something that would be reasonable for someone to know about, then fine. But if it was something that would be unreasonable, depending on the social context, for people to know about, presumably based on this Mishnah, then it wouldn't, then that's still be considered a mumashup of
seis. In that case, fine. Would the woman be acceptable as Adim?
Oh, because, yeah, that's interesting. They have Adim at that point, right? Who's going to know? It's got to be women. We're going to have to be them. That's a good har. That's a good point here, the Kasha. Are you going to have it at that point? Do you actually need, if you actually need Adim?
Rely on their testimony.
Yeah. It sounds like, but again, the point is that the husband, in this case, the husband's trying not to pay.
Right.
So he's going to need Adim, like Rashi said. Yeah, so we rely on the women as Adim in such a case. Good Kasha. I don't know. You might argue the following. It's not about having Adim, because the point is, when he's allowed to bring the case in the first place, it's when he can claim, meaning we only have to talk about Adim once he makes the claim. And maybe the point is that you can only make the claim in a context in which you can assume he didn't know. Right? So if there's a merchatz, so if you could say, he says, no, I'm telling you, they weren't there before, they came later, etc. The claim can only start in a place where there wasn't a merchatz, right? Because if there was a merchatz, then the assumption is he would know. So then at that point, I guess the point is if there wasn't a merchatz, in which case he shouldn't have known, so then his Adim are not going to be women in that case. Oh. I mean, maybe, I don't know. It's a good question. That's off the top of my head. But it's an interesting question. Like, how would that work? Maybe yes, I don't know. So fine. So says the Gemara as follows. Taima de maisi ha'av raya. Ha lo maisi ha'av raya ha'bal mehemen. So again, the whole point here is that the case is that they did kiddushin. She's still living in the father's house, and now the new husband says, "I don't want this, right? I don't want to marry her." And the father says, "Wait a second, you want to drop my daughter now? You got to pay her ksuba, right?" So it's in that scenario, what happens if the father brings a proof? So then he can collect the money. But if he doesn't, so then the husband is believed to say that this is something that wasn't there before. Some money. So whose opinion is this that says that the husband has to bring the right? Just look at Rashi for a second. Habam mehemen to amar hol v'safeku. Right, meaning we're believing the husband. Why? Right, because since this is a safek in the first place, im hit aso v'im lav hemen mamen achaskasko. Right, because since it's a safek, right, and we don't know if he really got fooled or not. Right, it's not clear if he was fooled or not. So what do we do? Again, we always have the suffik mammon, and you're ever suffik by someone owes money or not. So what do we say? Leave the money where it is. Right? The money doesn't travel. If I'm not sure where it is, we are hemid the mammon achas kaso, and the only way it's going to leave is what? Hamotzi mecharei lavaraya. If you want to claim someone's money, you have to bring a proof that you deserve their money. Fine. Fine. So who is of this opinion? So who is that? It is money? Rabbi Shuhi, back to the Gemara. So money, who is that? Rabbi Shuhi, the Amar lo mi pia anu chayin, because Rabbi Shuhi is the one who holds that we don't go based on her testimony. What do you mean lo mi pia anu chayin? Rashi says money, Rabbi Shuhi, the Perakama, we saw this in the very first parak, right? He omeres misha eres tani nena. See, this is about the claim that she's not a basula. Right, and she. So the question is: was she not a basula already before they got married, or only she, or something happened once they were married already? Right. So, and what does she say? So she says we were already had done erusin, and then something happened. I got raped. Right. V'hu omer achloris erastich. Right. And she says no. And he says, what are you talking about? This probably happened before we were engaged, and therefore the whole thing is a mechachtos. So what happens? What do we say? Lo mipi anu chayin shetein emes. We don't believe. We don't live off her word, meaning she's not believed. Ela hemin mamun al cheskaso v'lo azlidam basar chazaka de gufa. Right. So we have two chazakos here. The chazaka de gufa is the chazaka by her goof is that she was a basula the whole time. Right. She started out at some point in her life as a basula. So do we assume that the cheskas haguf is that she remained a basula all the way into the through erusin, right? Or do we say Hemen Mamon al Cheskaso? I mean, again, she's claiming that she deserves the money, and he claims that she does not. So do we say that we keep the Chazaka Degufa, right? Look at Rashi. Lomar, Hol V'Safik V'Yadenu, Al Shas Erisin, Mahi. Right? We don't know what happened at the moment of Erisin. What was the story? Was she a Basula or not? So what do we do? Hemen Aguf Al Cheskaso, Shal Kodom Lachain, right? So we have a chazaka that look until that point she was a basula. At some point she was a basula. She was married when she was born. She was a basula, so she retained that status presumably. Right. So do we say, listen to her and say she's cheskas aguf, and she therefore is.
Is a collision of two.
It's two chazakos colliding.
And
correct.
His chazaka trumps hers.
That his chazaka that his money stays with him, and her chazaka is that she was a basula. And what did Rabbi Yeshua say in such a case?
That we
don't go basa chazaka cheskas aguf, right? So you see, Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds. We don't go basa cheskas aguf. So what do you see? Same thing here. That's why in this case, what do we say? Same thing. When the father wants to say, what do you mean? She was a basula, right? And something, or she had no mum, right? Until now, and now you found it now. Oh, so maybe we should say like a cheskas aguf. She didn't have it until now. So what do we see? The answer is we don't. We're having a moment of cheskaso, and he has to be the one to bring the proof. And if not, the father has to bring the proof, and therefore the husband's not going to have to pay unless the father can prove it. Yeah, so that's why this is Rabbi Yeshua l'shitaso in both cases. So Gemara says, that's true. Ema seifa, well, look at the end. Nichnas al rishus habal, but what if she, when they do nisuin, and now she's in the rishus habal, habal tzarech lahavi raya, the husband has to bring a proof, right? Again, if he doesn't want to pay ksuba when he divorces her, now he has to bring a proof, right? So time in the maisi habal raya, that's only if the husband brings a proof, right? Hala maisi habal raya, ha'av mehemen, right? So if that's true, but if the husband doesn't bring a proof, sounds like the father's believed. That sounds like we now are following Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that we do listen to the Cheskas Aguf in place of the Cheskas Mamon. So what's going on here? How are we going to deal with this problem? How are we going to answer it? So answers the Gemara. Am Rabbi Elazar, Tavra, Misha, Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. So Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, what are you going to say? You know something to say? It is a stira, and we're going to have to change the authors here, because otherwise we'd have a problem. So because by saying if we change the authors, we say the whole thing's look at Rashi. Rashi says Tavra Kashi Resha Seifa Misha Zanazu Lo Shanazu Resha La Rabbi Yeshua Vuhuadin the Nichas La Rishu Sabal Veseifa La Ramiel Vuhuadin La Odu Be Savia, meaning Shein Lanu Tam La Chalek Bein Odu Be Savia La Nichas La Chava. There should be no reason to be Mechalek. So what do you have to say? You have to say one opinion is the Resha, one opinion is the Seifa, which you don't really like. But that's one answer. As we move along tomorrow, we'll see other answers to this stira. Okay, shkoyach.